From Tradio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. So today I'm taking my bike to my local movie theater to watch Star Wars The Last Jedi one more time. I've seen it three times so far. First time was the premiere in Utrecht. The second time was with the Dutch garrison, which is a division of the 501st. The third time was also here in Amersfoort. That was actually the first time that I saw the movie in 3D. And now after the busy times of Christmas and the new year that's all behind us, I have some time this Saturday morning that I'm recording this to watch Star Wars The Last Jedi another time. And I think it is now also time to start talking about The Last Jedi openly. I've been avoiding spoilers for quite a bit of time because I knew that not everyone had the opportunity to watch Star Wars when it first issued. But now I just assume that most of you have already seen Star Wars The Last Jedi, so I think I can finally give you my ideas about the movie, what was good, what was perhaps not as good as I thought it would be. And we can also talk the future of Star Wars, at least the future of this trilogy, so stay tuned. So here's my local movie theater. I don't know how long Star Wars The Last Jedi is still gonna be in theaters. May still be a couple of weeks, but I better catch it now, because otherwise I'll have to wait for the Blu-ray or for the DVD to come out, and that might still take a few months. So that was number 4. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, this movie gets better every time you see it. And I think the box office success of The Last Jedi kind of proves that. I think there are a lot of repeat views of this movie that have contributed to the success of The Last Jedi, despite all the criticism from even hardcore Star Wars fans. And I've been wondering a lot, you know, where does the negativity comes from? I can understand that people don't like where the story went or may have wanted a different type of Star Wars movie. But there was a lot of anger in among the fans, which has really surprised me, especially people saying that this should not belong some people want to be on camera, apparently. There are a lot of people that say this shouldn't be part of the canon, this should be rewritten. That is going very far. I think, in my experience, the first time that I watched The Last Jedi, I was disappointed. It was not the kind of movie that I expected. There was a lot that I appreciated, but there were also a lot of the things in the story that surprised me, that shocked me. And a lot of my own ideas, I had to kind of let them go. A bit of the theme of The Last Jedi also, you know, you have to let go of the past. But then, of course, the next step is once you let go of your own preconceptions and of your own wish list in a certain way, then it is important to start appreciating what you did get. And even though it may not be what a lot of fans expected, I think that's the strength of The Last Jedi. And the more I see this movie, the more I am convinced that Rian Johnson knew exactly what he was doing and that what he has been doing is terrific for the story, for Star Wars in general. I think this will open up a lot of possibilities for the future. And this fourth time that I've seen the movie, I've been focusing mostly on the character development, because that's the one thing that struck me in a lot of the interviews with Rian Johnson, was that he said even before the previous movie, The Force Awakens, was in theaters, because he started writing this long before that, he said, I sat down and I started to concentrate on the characters. Where would the characters go from here? And so I've been focusing on a lot of the characters and their particular story arcs. And again, I was surprised at how well this story was crafted and how much every character has an arc. And first few times that I saw the movie, I was like, well, what about Finn? This is not the kind of story that I wanted for him. He seemed to be teaming up with Rey all the time. Now, all of a sudden, he's got this new friend, and him and Rey only meet at the end of the movie, but I'm thinking, this is exactly what was necessary. Poe goes from a coward, someone who is always on the run. He discovers his own strength. He becomes a leader. He becomes a hero in a certain way. Rey too has to find herself. This second part of this trilogy is all about the characters becoming their own, discovering where they stand in the story, who they truly are, no longer tied to the preconceptions that we may have as fans, no longer tied to family expectations, but they turn into the main characters themselves. That's why you don't need, in a certain way, you don't need Leia, you don't need Han, you don't need Luke anymore. These new characters can carry the next part of the story. So thanks a lot. Love to hear your thoughts about Star Wars The Last Jedi. Did it get better after seeing it multiple times? Where do you stand with regards to The Last Jedi? I'd love to hear from you. Let me know in the comments, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care, and God bless.